Wake up in the morning and go over to that. Like,
it's special, man. You know, obviously it's Christmas, but I mean, just to, you know, be playing on Christmas and having a chance to just go out and, you know, it'll be the only game on TV. You know, everybody be on their couch watching the game on Christmas, and this team's looking forward to going to play against another really good team.
Do you feel disappointed for Brandon in the year that he's had, that he's not going to the Pro Bowl?
Man, I mean, I talk to Brandon all the time, man, and you know, we talked about it this morning, and you know, it just, you know, kind of sucks for him. You know, a guy that's been having his best year of his career. I mean, he's a 9.5 sacks. That's a career best for him, and you know, his main thing is just to keep pushing through. His main thing is, obviously, you know, we talked about it, to be an All-Pro, and I know that he'll get the nod on that for sure.
You kind of been in his spot a couple of times where you thought maybe you should have gone and haven't gone. How is it to get through the last couple of weeks of the season with that on your mind? You said it puts a bigger chip on his shoulder.
Oh, absolutely. I went through it 1 year, but then the next year I was in, and then you know, it just put a chip on your shoulder to make you want to go get it more. I mean, he got a chance right now to get double digits. And, you know, the main thing for him is to win on Monday, and then and looking forward, you know, after Monday's game, and, you know, looking forward to the playoffs. So I think with that, you know, the biggest thing for him is not for nobody here to be playing in that game. You know, we want to play the week after that game.
Are you what does he do well that helps you and the rest of the defensive line that maybe we don't see? What is a hidden gift of his?
I mean, honestly, I said it a couple of days ago when I was on the radio. I think that the biggest thing with Brandon, especially me playing beside him, is the communication between us two. Because I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, a lot of those plays that Brandon makes is because of communication, him just being a great player and recognizing the play that's coming.
You guys face a real physical running back in Marshawn Lynch this week. What's the key to stopping a guy like him, or at least trying to slow him down?
I mean, we've played against him before. Well, I played against him before. We know what it's going to take. It's going to take us, you know, let's stop him before he gets started. Let's not get him downhill onto our safeties. And I think they, you know, he do a really good job of, you know, just finding a guy, just, you know, trying to run him over. Everybody knows he's a physical runner. But I think that, you know, we just got to gang tackle and, you know, get him on the ground.
What's your favorite thing you got as a kid growing up on Christmas?
My first cell phone. Yeah, it was a Motorola Razr. I was 15, yeah.
Make a lot of calls.
Yeah.
Texting going on back then?
Nah, texting wasn't that big, though. It wasn't that big, but it was a Motorola Razr. No little phone I'm talking about.
You don't still have it?
No, I don't got it no more. No, I got an iPhone, though.
What does it mean for you guys to be back home?
Oh, man, it's great. It means a lot. I think being back home, after being on the road for 3 weeks, you don't got to travel. You don't got to do anything. You just wake up and, you know, car ride to the stadium and get to play in front of our fans again.
And what will it mean to get home field advantage? You guys win Monday, and that's locked up.
I mean, we just want to win Monday. That's the main thing. You know, it's just to focus on Monday and not too much worry about what's ahead of us. I think this team focuses. You know, we got a really good Raiders team coming here that is coming off of a close loss last week against the Cowboys. And, you know, our focus needs to be on them and not just, you know, trying to get home field advantage throughout the playoffs.